that ability to be able to adapt to different environments, like being on vacation or being in your home environment or being in a gym environment, is what really allows us to get the results that we want and also be able to maintain it. Welcome to Healthy Wired, the podcast where we talk about how to master nutrition, training, sleep, and stress management, and ultimately how to rewire your health habits to achieve long-term balance in body, mind, and gut. I'm your host, Abhi Mosadia, and I'm here to share my knowledge, stories, and experiences in this space. Hope you enjoy and subscribe. When someone says that they want to master their health, it can mean so many different things. Like, it could mean being able to walk up a flight of stairs without feeling winded. It could mean being able to perform heavy squats with perfect form. It could mean being able to run half a marathon every single year without fail. It could mean being able to fit into your old clothes perfectly. Or it could mean looking like an absolute Greek goddess or Greek god. It could mean not experiencing bloating when you're increasing fiber or eating certain foods. Or it could simply mean not experiencing common diseases like diabetes, high blood pressure, or heart attacks that is commonly seen in the United States. But whatever version of health fits your ideal definition, the fact remains that if you really want to keep those results for life, you must develop and master these skills of nutrition, movement, recovery, and stress management. These are the kind of skills that, when practiced on the daily, yield peak health levels that last for life. In fact, these are the very same skills that I help hundreds of people learn and master themselves to hit their health goals and keep them for life in our one-on-one coaching program. So in this podcast, my goal is to help you understand what these skills are in detail and exactly what it means to actually master them. So let's first start off with nutrition. Nutrition is definitely one of the most important ones, especially when we have health goals like weight loss or body recomposition or even just healing our gut. But when we think about what it means to master nutrition, we really need to understand what food really is and its influence on our body composition, our emotions, our energy, and our gut health. Essentially, what we want to do is we want to start seeing food as our body sees it. And it means understanding calories, understanding macronutrients, and understanding even micronutrients. We want to be able to see, you know, when the foods that we eat, how much of that food is contributing to our overall health, how much of that food is contributing to our sugar levels. Is this more than we should be eating? How do we reduce it? It's only when we start paying attention to food breakdown that we can start to understand what food is at its core and how our body reacts to it. As a part of nutrition, it also means that we need to learn how to take raw ingredients and cook them into nutritious meals that we can continuously make on repeat consistently, and ones that actually both serve our taste buds and our health goals. Obviously, if we're eating foods that we don't like, we're not going to be able to stay consistent. But if we're able to make foods that hit both our taste buds and our health goals, then there's a very high chance that we'll be able to keep that for the long run. And lastly, the last part of the nutrition skill that we want to master is understanding the concept of balance. How to balance dining out, how to balance including vacations and snacking and sweets, all without yo-yoing in and out of our weight loss goals. Right, when we think about achieving peak health and we start looking at famous actors or actresses and we see what they did, a lot of them, you know, they're following really strict meal plans. They're consistent. They have a coach that's making them eat these same kinds of meals all the time. They're very strict and diligent. And a lot of us just don't want to do that. I mean, I know the results work, but a lot of us don't want to do that kind of routine to get those results. And we're not getting paid a large amount to do that. And so for a lot of us, when we want a particular goal, it's absolutely imperative that we understand how to balance the concept of meal prepping, balance the concept of understanding the foods that we're eating, and also, main importantly, balancing eating healthy and also including the finer things in life. When we simply follow diets like keto or low carb or vegan or intermittent fasting or paleo or any of these kinds of, you know, fad diets without understanding what the diet is really doing, you're just wasting your time. You're placing yourself on these short-term sessions of trying something out and using motivation, willpower, only to fall off because it's just not sustainable. And frankly, you don't understand what's really going on. The moment things get hard, the moment that diet that you're trying stops working, you're going to blame it on the diet, you're going to get frustrated, and then we're going to go back to our loop of looking for another short-term solution. So this is why it's so important that we understand nutrition. We develop this skill of mastering food, mastering how to manipulate that food to both serve our dopamine levels, our taste buds, and serve our gut so that we can hit our health goals and really place ourselves on the right trajectory, right? So nutrition is one of the big ones. I really want to get that out there. That is one of the four skills we need to master. Hey everyone, just a quick break to let you know that we have a free Facebook community where we talk about topics just like this in more detail and share a ton of value and resources for you to learn from and apply to your own health journey. If you want to join, just DM me on any of my socials and I'll send over a link ASAP. Anyways, back to the show. Next up is movement and training. So this skill is just really about understanding the concept of moving daily. We all know that as humans, we're not meant to sit down all day. We're meant to kind of get up and do stuff. Just look at the way that our body's constructed. Muscles, joints, legs, upper body. Just the way that our body operates in general isn't meant to just simply sit there and type emails and reports all day or just draw all day. We're supposed to move. We're supposed to kind of utilize these functions to do what we need to do and have that kind of balance. So mastering movement is understanding how can we move every single day and how can we move in such a way that is utilizing each function of our body and ensuring that it's used frequently enough so that it doesn't decay. What we practice grows, what we don't practice decays. And this is kind of the biggest problem that a lot of people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s experience as their life gets slower and they're no longer as active and their body decays at a much faster rate. So how do we do this? We need to balance the three areas of movement, which is balancing strength training, which is for muscle growth, balancing cardio, which is for endurance and heart health, and balancing yoga and mobility, which is for joint health. The reason that we want to build muscle is not to always just look like a Greek god, but it's just so crucial to overall body health. It's crucial to lowering body fat percentage and increasing metabolism and overall just preventing things like diabetes and osteoporosis. Right, so it's absolutely imperative that we include some level of strength training into our routine to ensure that we are staying strong and that our muscles and our bones and everything is working properly. Next up is cardio, which is endurance and heart health. If we just simply worked out all day and didn't do cardio, well, then we probably won't have the energy to kind of keep up with our kids or keep up with friends or play sports with people, right? Endurance and heart health is just as equal in importance as it is with muscle building. And lastly is yoga mobility, which ensures that our body is always staying flexible, right? When we work out and we do strength training, well, our muscles might get tight over time. So when we do yoga and we stretch, we're ensuring that our muscles are flexible and they're able to do the things that we want to do. Mobility is for joint health. So many of us do a lot of strength training and play a lot of sports, but we don't pay a lot of attention to joint health and mobility movements. And this is why we run into a lot of pain and injury and have to spend a lot of time with physiotherapists. So obviously, you can see that these three components of movement are absolutely crucial to ensuring that you are building the skill properly, right? If you only did one over the others, it's going to cause problems. If you only did mobility, your body's going to decay. If you only did strength training, you're going to have zero endurance. If you only did cardio, you're going to be pretty fit. You might be able to do a lot of high endurance runs like marathons and triathlons, but you might not look aesthetically the way that you want to look, or that you might actually not have the muscle support to prevent joint pains and whatnot. Now, obviously, depending on your goals, you might have different goals. Like you might have, you want to look better versus endurance and whatever. But at the end of the day, you can't skip having all three. It's like kind of macro ratio splits, right? So that's what it means to actually master the skill of movement. And more importantly, apart from the science, is understanding, well, how do you work with your environment and adapt? So it's one thing to know exactly what you need to do to master training, but it's another thing to be able to do what you need to do no matter what your environment looks like and adapt to that. A lot of people might feel like if they don't have a gym, then they're screwed. Or if they only work out at home, it's not going to be as effective. So you're going to have times in your life where you're going to have access to all the equipment that you need. And you're going to have times in your life where you only have access to dumbbells, or only have access to resistance bands. And that ability to be able to adapt to different environments, like being on vacation or being in your home environment or being in a gym environment, is what really allows us to kind of get the results that we want and also be able to maintain it. And that's the difference between simply just following a plan and having the ability to adapt that plan to your environment. So that is the main skill of training or movement. The third skill is sleep. Now, we all know sleep is important. But mastering sleep is probably one of the most important aspects to all level of growth. Like we know the equation of growth is you have to stress the body or the mind and you have to give it rest in order to be able to grow. If you have too much stress, you're going to experience overwhelm or failure. If you have too little stress, we're going to have no motivation. We're not going to be doing anything. We're going to be complacent. So sleep is a part of that main equation where your muscles are built. It's where your brain calibrates all its hormones properly. It's where your mental energy is restored, and it's where it's, all your memories are organized for later access. It's absolutely crucial that we get proper amounts of sleep if we want to maintain peak levels of health. More importantly, so much research has backed the essence that sleep is really the dictator of our mortality rate. One of the biggest reasons that a lot of people, through stats, are experiencing a lot of problems like obesity, diabetes, and high blood pressure, and just having higher death rates is simply because our lack of sleep through our workforce. So sleep is essentially the elixir of life. We can train really good, we can eat really healthy all you want, but without sleep, the results are impacted massively. So for us to master this aspect or this particular skill, it means understanding what sleep really is, understanding sleep cycles, tuning into our particular circadian rhythm and balancing that with our lifestyle, and really just understanding how to optimize our environment, our activities prior to sleeping, our timing of caffeine and alcohol, which are factors that impact sleep, all of them to achieve prime sleep levels. That should be the biggest goal. So far we've covered nutrition being a good skill, movement being a good skill, and sleep and mastering sleep and all aspects of it as a good skill. These three are the ones that drive optimum health in terms of body recomposition and energy. But this fourth one is one that we can't miss, because without it, we can easily become overwhelmed and place ourselves in a situation where we cannot be consistent with the things that we know we need to do, and that is stress management. Now, stress management is essentially the skill of mastering our thoughts and our reactions and controlling them consciously, right? So when we really think about what stress is, it's an exertion of energy. We are placing our energy and attention to certain areas. And when we place too much attention or too much energy for long periods of time without rest or sleep, like we just mentioned, that's when things can kind of get out of hand and place our body to go into higher levels of cortisol and chronic stress, which is dangerous. So it's important to understand that our energy is limited each day. So being able to see where that energy is going, with what speed and what intensity, and how much we're able to maintain ourselves is what really allows us to become more calmer, focused, and determined human beings. And that's where stress management comes into play. When we are able to manage our energy and manage our stress levels, we are able to train better. We're able to be more focused when we're lifting. We're able to be more mindful when we're eating different foods and able to see, oh my goodness, what are the habits that we have that may have been throwing us off, and work with a more focused manner in all walks of life. The goal of true stress management is to be able to control your energy and essentially transition ourselves from a reactive mind to an observing mind and then to a creative mind, right? When we move ourselves from a reactive to observing, we are essentially creating more control for ourselves. And we have that control and that have that energy at our disposal, we can then create the life that we want. Being a creator means being someone who has control over their emotions, over their energy, and can dictate exactly how they wish to create their life and place their attention in a specific manner. So there you have it, right? Those are the four skills that you need to conquer your health: nutrition, training, recovery or sleep, and mental focus or stress management. Now, while building these skills takes a lot of time, like all skills do, mastering them comes with the benefits that last a lifetime. And on top of that, you know, when you develop these kinds of skills, what you're indirectly doing is you're ingraining the mindset of longevity into your brain for life, right? No longer are you simply following plans blindly, but you're really understanding the science behind it. You're becoming aware of yourself and your reactions, and you're forming yourself into the adapter that you need to be to sustain peak health for life, no matter what the circumstances are and no matter what environment that you're presented with. When you master nutrition, when you master movement, recover, and stress management, when you master these skills and you're able to truly understand it and practice it on the daily and bring it to a point where they become autonomous parts of your life, this is what allows you to achieve peak health and place yourself on the right trajectory for quality life, a life that allows you to do what you need to do, fulfill your purpose, and not let health hold you back. Thanks for listening to the podcast. You can find a full version of this episode on YouTube, along with a bunch of show notes and bookmarks. If you like this episode, please subscribe and share with other people that also might be interested in this so that they can get some value in their life as well. Also, if you're interested in rewiring your own health habits permanently so that you can hit your health goals and keep the results for life sustainably, visit become66.com. That's become26s.com. And apply for a quick chat with me, and we can discuss your goals and how everything works. Catch you in the next one.